Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When we heard that Biden was just going to be, you know, flying around, it kind of just made us feel like, you know, as our president, you know, where is that, like, guidance where, like, you know, you're supposed to be kind of here helping us with this, and yeah. Just almost like it's like almost a sense of abandonment, you know. And like I said, you know, it's mainly just the community coming together and helping each other out with all of this.
That is a victim of Hurricane Helene in North Carolina wanting to know where the president is. Now, I've said before, and I will repeat this again, that I don't think that Joe Biden needs to be bailing water out of places and muck and gutting through the recovery process in order to be helpful. But you gotta look at where this federal government, the Biden-Harris administration, is eager to approve funds in, I'm like, how many zeros are on that number of money that we're shipping out, your hard-earned tax dollars, sending it overseas to things that we're supposed to believe are in our best interest, and meanwhile, we're handing out $750 in hurricane relief to people that they have to access on the internet where they don't have electricity?
And the federal relief and assistance that we have been providing has included FEMA providing $750 for folks who need immediate needs being met, such as food, baby formula, and the like. And you can apply now for anyone who's watching this who has been affected. There are FEMA personnel who are going door to door to interact personally with folks, especially those who do not have electricity, but also that aid, if you have electricity, can be applied for online, and I encourage people to do that. FEMA will just basically verify your address, and then the process should take hold.
Yeah, so Kamala Harris there helping people by saying get on the internet is a little bit ironic. Corey Mills, is there a more, like, in the middle of it, show up and show out person in the federal government right now than Corey Mills? This guy shows up and makes things happen on the regular, and he went to North
Carolina.
So that's
really where the missing piece is the federal piece. And again, let's go ahead and point out the obvious, which is that FEMA had utilized a large majority of the personnel who should be here taking care of this to be replaced or repurposed, if you will, for immigration resettlement, when we need to be focusing on Americans and what's going on, whether it be in Maui, Palestine, Ohio, Florida, North Carolina, or Tennessee. But I'm actually working with great organizations like Mercury One, a charity for Glenn Beck, Universal Air, as well as for Sentinel Foundation, and so many others. This is a group project where Americans are coming together to answer the call for Americans when the federal government fails to act.
So you have the opportunity by Corey Mills to show talk about how these neighborhoods are really showing up to support one another and they're waiting. It just seems as though hurricanes, you would think that the administration, this is what I can't figure out. You would think that the administration that is aroused by the idea of climate change, it's such a boon for them to be able to talk about climate change and raise money off of climate change. You would think, Brad, that the administration and the political party that is so excited about the idea of talking about climate change would be ready for hurricane season.
You would think that. You would also think that they would be all over providing government assistance to people that need it. But I don't understand why they're not doing this. Actually, I kind of do understand why they're not doing this. And I really don't want to believe this is true, but I don't think that this bringing attention to this disaster, to their response to this disaster, is politically expedient. And that's what breaks my heart the most.
How?
About it.
Because I feel like the disaster right before an election where they're not convincing those people that they're doing what they need to do in order to be helpful. How?
Man, I don't like the way I look at it is if the reporting is true that FEMA is running low on funds, and the reason that they're running low on funds is because they have been using FEMA resources to help resettle migrants from the border.
Which they have.
And that's a problem that they created, that they don't have the resources available because they squandered them on something that is widely unpopular amongst the American people.
Forget about that. Un-American, non-Americans.
Un-American.
It's an un-American thing to do for non-Americans when you leave Americans in the lurch.
Right. And so I think that if they say, hey, we want to help these people, but we can't help these people because we screwed up over here on this widely unpopular thing, that doesn't help them politically. So they're like, well, what if we just are quiet on this and hope it goes away?
They can't be that stupid. I don't have anything else to say other than they can't be that politically dumb, because this is right now, and you can lay the best case out for why Kamala Harris should be the president, Tim Walz should be the vice president. You can have a masterful campaign and have something like Hurricane Helene come in at the last second and wash away everything, no pun intended, that has been set in and invested in what, hundreds of millions of dollars, if not more. You can lose it all by mishandling a situation like this. Here's a tweet from Eric Schmidt. FEMA is set up to help Americans during natural disasters. Kamala and Biden used the money to house illegal immigrants. FEMA's now saying they are broke and can't help suffering Americans. This is worse than Katrina, yet the media is covering for the administration because of the election. I don't think that these images of people who are in the path of Helene are going to be quieted by a lapdog media that looks after this. This is the consequences of doing debates the way they've been done. I think America has watched these debates and gone, you guys are pretty much in the tank for them. Maybe that doesn't mean that they support Trump, but they're seeing it. It's so apparent. If you're actually taking the time to watch the debates, you're invested to some capacity in this election. You are seeing over and over and over again how the media is stacking the deck for Kamala Harris. And you're not seeing Kamala Harris show up. I mean, like, I think of a Pete Buttigieg, that guy. He seems like a nice man. I think he's probably a nice guy. His policies are crazy, but his political savvy is too good. When you see him talking, he has a way, if you don't listen directly to the words he's saying, he has a way of making you go, I feel good about this guy. So did Barack Obama. So does Josh Shapiro, who apparently was completely useless to Kamala Harris, which is just a wild and wonderful thing that she did. When you see Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, and you know that all the obstacles are being cleared from the runway for them for a nice and smooth and very, very simple textbook takeoff, but you don't see them out there looking, even like feigning, kind of faking the fact that they've earned it. They're not even trying to show you that they've earned it. They're not even trying to do the other half of the handshake deal between the lapdog media and the Democrats who are trying to gain power. They clear the runway for you, but you still gotta get the plane off the runway. And Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are absent. They're not participating. They're not it's like the media is doing everything they can for them. And then the media, all in unison, slowly and silently pivots to Kamala Harris. And then she doesn't know what to do or what to say. And Tim Walz just waves really, really fast and kicks. It's bizarre. It doesn't make sense. Now when everybody pivots to them, there is a massive hurricane that is run roughshod over our East Coast. Over 200 people are dead. And Kamala Harris says, we got $750, best I can do. I don't think that the lapdog media covers for that. I don't think that the media that is trying so desperately to keep Donald Trump out of the presidency, I don't think that there is a sideshow tap dance bait and switch show that they can put on that distracts enough from the incompetence. And I mean, this is the really extra offensive part, the apathy of the Biden-Harris administration and the Harris-Walz hopeful administration. They don't show up to show you that they care. They come late, and when they're there, they don't have the goods to deliver. And it's repeated. Brad, do you know anybody who really loves Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
No, I haven't come across anybody that's like, these people are just great.
You couldn't avoid people who loved Hillary Clinton.
That's true, yeah.
You couldn't avoid people who were talking about Joe Biden, unifier.
Yeah.
Patriot.
Yeah.
Servant.
Yeah.
Public servant. Hello, Kamala Harris, Bueller? Where are these people? We live in Illinois.
Yeah.
They should be everywhere. Illinois should be crawling with these people. I don't know them.
I don't know anybody either. And I know people that were happy to vote, excited to vote for Joe Biden. I know people that were like stoked to vote for Hillary Clinton. And they just, it's like the malaise from Joe Biden's run has poured over into Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris hasn't been able to do anything or isn't capable of doing anything to get people excited. She does these couple rallies with a couple pop stars, has some big rallies.
They haven't even done that lately.
No. And then after that, it's just kind of poof, gone. She doesn't have any natural energy of her own.
You know, I just dramatic concern shifted into my head. You remember when Kamala Harris said she couldn't keep up with Joe Biden?
Uh-oh.
When Joe Biden was still running? She's got so much energy.
It's like, what if she wasn't lying?
Can't hardly keep up with him. Guys, abort that mission. I want to take a quick break here, and I want to set up the YouTube live chat poll for you before we do. Do you want to know the names of the people connected to P. Diddy's alleged crimes? Do you want to know? Yes or no? Very simple. Some of you guys are saying that you don't care about Diddy on the YouTube live chat poll. I understand that. Some of you do. We took the survey, the poll, it was a couple weeks ago, a week ago or a week and a half or so ago, and we asked if you were paying attention to the story. I think it turned out to be like 65. It was between 65 and 70% of you were saying you were absolutely paying attention to it. So we're going to pay a little more attention to it than I might normally put something that I felt was Hollywood aside for an extra conversation later in the show. I don't think that this is that. I think that this is bigger than just, you know, Hollywood gossip. I think this is much bigger than that. So I'm paying a lot of attention to it. And y'all out there, too, said you were. So we're gonna talk about it a little bit from here and there. But I want to know if you are interested. Are you like, give me the names? I want to know the names. Or no, you're not interested in knowing those details. On the Annie Fry YouTube channel, whenever we ask these types of polls, it always helps us steer our coverage of stories like this a little bit. We care about what you think and what you want to talk about. And in a time like October of 2024, Lord knows there are so many stories to discuss. Thank you for keeping it here on 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis's home for conservative talk. We'll be right back with Cully Stimson of the Heritage Foundation. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, Donald Trump is saying that the newly released, unsealed indictment from Jack Smith, he had another one in that hat. That hat, it's like a Mary Poppins bag Jack Smith has with indictments against Donald Trump. He says Jack Smith is deranged and that it's election interference, which should come as a shock to absolutely nobody. But what is behind this? People are saying there are new details about January 6th, and shockingly, they just come out in October of 2024. Brand new information on January 6th today. What does this mean for Donald Trump? Is he in big trouble now? Because it always seems like everyone goes, oh. That's kind of the summation of these indictments. I'm not an expert. I'm no legal expert. I have lots of questions. So we're going to bring our friend Cully Stimson back on the show with us. He's a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Thanks for being back with us, Cully. It's good to have you here.
Great to be with you again.
Are you gasping? Are you shocked that Jack Smith has found yet another way to bring a new indictment, a brand new indictment against Donald Trump for causing an insurrection on January 6th and trying to ruin democracy? Did I get that right?
Yeah, about as shocked as the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west and the water's wet. I mean, it's talk about a big nothing burger. It's also interesting, Annie, that it's as if the Supreme Court didn't issue their immunity ruling on presidential immunity last year. It's as if that never happened. And when you go through this new indictment, and I went through it, and you read the so-called highlights, which are no lights, it's as if the immunity ruling didn't happen, didn't apply to Jack Smith. And furthermore, as a Justice Department veteran, I thought the Justice Department had a rule in place that you won't file political cases within X months before a national election.
That's just for Democrats,
seem
Cully.
To apply to Jack Smith. Oh, sorry. I didn't read that part of the rule.
You got to read the footnotes, Cully. It's right there in the tiny fine print.
Damn it. Damn it. Yeah. I'll do that next time. I'll get on that.
Yeah.
If you look at, the Washington Post has a breathless article. I'll read it so you and your fans don't have to read it or pay the money to read it. One of their first breathless comments is that an aide, somebody, doesn't name who, 2 months before the election said words to the effect of, quote, make them riot, unquote. Explain to me how that is inculpatory against Donald Trump, who's the defendant in this case. Who is that? I mean, I it's such a stretch. The next breathless piece, the Washington Post, allegedly uncovers in this indictment, which, by the way, the judge did not have to unseal, but she did. And the timing is pretty obvious why she did.
Yes.
It's to stir the pot politically. It has nothing to do with legal requirements.
Well, Cully Stimson,
Go ahead.
Well, now I want you to finish your thought.
It's that when January 6th was happening and Trump was told that, Mike Pence has been moved to a secure location, he says, so what? According to one person who's not named. How is that inculpatory? I mean, this is beyond a stretch. I don't even know what's beyond a stretch. This is beyond a stretch.
Mm. Cully Stimson with us right now at the Heritage Foundation, senior legal fellow there. The good, refreshing thing about this, though, Cully, is that Jack Smith wants to get all of this out there so that everybody can have a nice conclusion to this. We'll get this tried. We'll get this done. We'll find out if Donald Trump is guilty before the election so that voters can be informed as to whether he is, innocent until actually proven guilty. So the natural conclusion of this will come, obviously, before the election, which is why he would throw it out there in October, right?
Right. Right. Because even if they actually started an actual trial here in the swamp, in the old courthouse where I used to practice, it wouldn't be over before the election, given the number of witnesses they say they have in the interlocutory or during the trial appeals on rulings that Chutkan would make that they believe are wrong. So this case was never going to happen before November of the election. It absolutely was never going to ever happen this year after the Trump SCOTUS immunity ruling. And now the only reason to grant the prosecution the ability to file a superseding motion, which is three times longer than the local rules allow for, seal it and then unseal it this week, is to poison the well and try and convict the person politically in the minds of the voters. There's no other reason to unseal that motion. Zero.
What happens between, if we can't get this tried before the election, what happens between now and November 5th? Are they going to be able to tie up Donald Trump's time in a courtroom while we are 33 days away from an election? What's the play here for Jack Smith and the Biden Justice Department?
Well, the interesting thing, number one, there is no play because there's not going to be any real court action or substantive things going on in court between now and then. And so unless the judge tries to really play the heavy and force some type of another pretrial motion, but there's not going to be any jury. There's nothing that's going to happen between now and then. Zero. And of course, if Trump wins, then one would think that the Justice Department will withdraw some or most, if not all, of this case immediately once Trump gets into office. That he doesn't have the authority to do that to the state law cases. But if Kamala wins, well, I suspect they're going to be damn the torpedoes and go ahead. Mm. But look, this is going to go back up to the circuit court here in D.C., back up to the Supreme Court, because this so-called new indictment, I think,
actually tramples on many of the immunity arguments and immunity provisions that the Supreme Court said they can't consider, especially when you look at it a witness by witness basis. So I don't think this is going to be seen a real courtroom or a conclusion for a long time, if ever.
So the political fallout of an October surprise of sorts of a new indictment, is this a new indictment? Is that the right way to refer to it? Of Donald Trump?
It's a new indictment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So of a new
This is not an indictment, Annie. This is a motion discussing the new indictment and then a new indictment. Yes, it's both.
Okay. Well, extra cherry on top. There you go. Is the political fodder that it will be talked about on new shows of people who now are very troubled at the possibility of Donald Trump becoming the president? I mean, is that all that there is after this has been put out there? It seems like there's no more substance. It's this, and then the election, and then we find out what happens based on who wins the election.
Look, I think people are already starting to vote, and I think people are worried about gas, groceries, and rent, immigration, and crime. Those are the top issues, especially in the battleground states. I think when you look at, you know, whether people care about a new, fresh, umpteenth try to prosecute him, I think it's going to be negligible, if anything, for anybody. And the only people it would further embolden are the people who already hate him and are going to vote for her. So yeah. I don't think it's going to have any effect at all.
We're speaking with Cully Simpson with the Heritage Foundation, where he is a senior legal fellow. I didn't tee this up with you through our producer, but I'm wondering, are you following the P. Diddy case much?
A little, yeah. I am, just because, you know, I used to be a prosecutor at the local, state, and federal level, and I married a child abuse prosecutor, so she's following it quite closely, so we talk about it at night.
Yeah, there's a lot to discuss. What do you make, just from what you definitely have more legal experience, even if you haven't been paying a ton of attention to it, but how do you sum up the kind of trouble that P. Diddy is in? And, you know, we see a lot of, this is where I get hesitant, because a lot of influencers on X are saying, like, this is going to come out, turn on your notifications. So there's a lot of engagement farming, I believe, going on in the social media space and fodder, because people profit off of that. So I'm a little hesitant to throw myself into it. But it does seem as though P. Diddy is in a world of trouble, and that there are connections that could be made known to the American public, and probably should be made known to the American public, about some of the things that he's alleged to have done.
Yeah. So I look at it two ways, Annie, and I respectfully suggest you and your folks do too. One is on the criminal side of the aisle. The other is on the civil side of the aisle. On the criminal side, like all defendants, he's presumed innocent, but the federal indictment's damning. And, you know, the fact that he was denied bail says a lot. We've seen some of those videos, you know, on the news where he beat up some poor lady in a hallway, et cetera. That's obviously disgusting. I can see no defense for that. But the gravamen of what is alleged is, you know, essentially having a freak rave, ongoing sex parties, and having underage people involved in sex acts, and then trafficking in young people, either below the age majority or above the age majority, but without their knowing consent. And then the people around him who were facilitating that. And this wasn't a one or two time thing. Apparently this was an ongoing, pervasive action. And so the criminal case will play out. P. Diddy's team will try to convince the government that unless you back off or give us some kind of deal, we're gonna, you know, disclose stuff to other people. It's a sort of a form of blackmail. That's not gonna work. And then on the civil side, the extent he's violated anyone's rights, I mean, you've seen the civil lawyer who's suing on behalf of multiple victims. In cases like that, Annie, once the cat's out of the bag and the perp is identified and other people step up and say, okay, oh yeah, he did that to me, more and more people have the confidence to come forward. So I think he's financially done. Complete.
Yeah. Well, there's this political world that is on fire right now with the campaign, and everybody's interested in what's going to happen with the presidential election. But the gravity of the other stories, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on with Hurricane Helene, what's going on with our southern border, and then, of course, what's going on with that P. Diddy situation. That's just like the most massive stories all shoved into one small news timeline. And I think that the legal, I always want to hear the legal thoughts on it just to kind of temper down the sensational part of it that is easy to get caught up in on social media. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, and look, you know, if we had a squared away, competent president and a similar vice president, you wouldn't be having the problems you're having in the Middle East to the extent you are, or Ukraine. The mullahs in Iran wouldn't be saber rattling and encouraging people and launching weapons, launching missiles into Israel. You wouldn't have 13,000 or more convicted murderers who slithered across the border, and an equal or greater number of sex offenders who were convicted. And how many others did those types of crimes but haven't been convicted or even the Border Patrol knows about? And so that's on them. And so in any normal year, they would be in deep, deep doo-doo politically because people have had enough of this. But we live in vituperative, toxic times, and people are dug in, and the small number of persuadables is small.
Very small.
I just hope for the sake of the country that the election is decisive,
right,
one way or the other, so we don't have to go through this horrible cycle again.
You know, I want to ask you before I let you go, Cully Stimson with us right now, because your book is about rogue prosecutors, how radical Soros lawyers are destroying America's communities. The idea of law and order, which is what you the world you live in, law and order has been commoditized and politically used as capital over the last, you know, definitely in 2020. That's when it seemed like everything was kind of tried to be blown to smithereens so that when we put it back together, there's no way it could resemble what it used to be. But we're here in St. Louis, and I get off the bridge when I get from Illinois into Missouri. There is a tent city full of people. They've got like a nice flagpole now in the center of it with a nice flag. I don't even know how you get that into a homeless encampment, which is the first thing that you see, sign of life that you see when you come here. North City in St. Louis is completely ravaged, buildings crumbling or being torn down. Sometimes they're left in rubble. There is brand new, massive graffiti all over the main stretch when you drive into St. Louis. And it is such a sad state of affairs to come downtown to a beautiful city that should be thriving. And, you know, I think during an election year like right now, people are looking around at their beautiful cities and watching them waste away to nothing because people aren't willing to prosecute crime. And we see that every day here in St. Louis. I'm wondering if you feel like the temperature of the American people is shifting on that issue going into this election.
100%. St. Louis is not unique, unfortunately. Look at San Francisco, L.A., New York, Philadelphia, Chicago. They've become crime hellholes. They've become dystopian wastelands. And that's because Democrat soft on crime policies and Soros rogue prosecutors see the defendants and the criminals as the victims, which they're not. They ignore real victims. They ignore state constitutional provisions protecting victims. Businesses are leaving the city. Businesses are moving their workers out of the city. This has to change. Otherwise, we cease being America, period.
Amen to that. Cully, very well said. I encourage people to check out your book, Rogue Prosecutors, as well, because this is how we got to get our country back. And it's really from the bottom up. When you're talking about prosecutors in cities, Donald Trump can become the president. Kamala Harris can become the president. But St. Louis has been doing these types of things for quite some time, regardless of the president. There's been a deterioration here. And like you said, not unique in the country. The bottom up is the way to go. And your book is a great example of calling that into the spotlight. Thanks for being with us today, Cully. Well, we love having you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Annie.
We'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye-bye. He is a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, also former United States Navy JAG officer. Pretty sweet. Quick break when we come back. Ryan Wiggins, I think what he's going to talk about is a personal affront to me, and I believe that because he was pretty excited about it when he picked the topic yesterday. How to get picky eaters to expand their palates. Thanks. Thanks, buddy. Come on in and educate me, which is really what Wiggins does every day, isn't it? We'll be right back.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Speaking of peeing the night away. Can I have to say something.
Okay.
What's happening on your upper body right now?
Okay. I thought this might happen.
It needs to happen immediately. If you've never tuned into the Annie Fry YouTube chat, you need to weigh in, people. I'm going to end the current YouTube poll, and the new YouTube poll is going to be going, what is going on with Ryan's shirt?
That's
I don't
fine.
Know, and I don't know.
You can weigh in. I can tell you there's a very, very good explanation.
Good.
I have won a major award.
Uh-huh.
And... tonight,
so you feel like you can do whatever you want?
No, not at all. I have to dress up because tonight I have to go out to eat.
Do you have a change of clothes?
No, this is dressed up. I'm wearing a collar. See? I had to wear a collar to this thing.
I think the Playboy bunnies wore collars.
So I'm dressed up. I got this shirt. It's a very, very nice, expensive shirt. I got it at Dan Flash's.
How much did you pay for that?
This is like a $150 shirt. And it is so, it's because
did
the
pattern.
Did
they pay you to take it off their hands?
I didn't buy it. My friend bought it for me for my birthday.
As a joke?
The pattern is so complicated.
It's, you got it. Someone gave it to you for your birthday as a joke.
No. This is a very real shirt.
Ethan,
my friend
someone,
who loves me gave me this from Dan Flash's.
I think that it would be fair to the people that aren't on the YouTube, the YouTube stream right now to perhaps
see?
Give them. Ryan, why don't you try and explain the print on this shirt
and then
to the people.
Ethan, you can translate it.
Yeah, sure.
For people.
It's hard to explain because the point is that it's so complicated that you can't explain it.
It looks like 1993 pipe game that you'd play on Windows.
Well, maybe that's a part of it, but there's the pipes are going in and out. There's crescent moons
there's
all
also
over
moons.
The place.
There are pipes and moons.
There's so much. And some of the designs in it, that you could get like this are so complicated that they're like $1,000, $500,000 shirts.
It's black with purple accents, the collar's purple, and little gold crescent moons. You know what I said when he first walked in this morning? I said it looked like you have your bowling league tonight. That's what I said. And he didn't
these
really
things
like
sound,
that comment.
They sound negative because what I'm doing is I'm dressing up for, I'm going out to eat with the bosses tonight, and I'm trying to impress people because normally I just wear t-shirts and stuff.
What do you think you're getting? What kind of promotion do you think you're getting out of this shirt?
Oh, I don't know that I'm getting a promotion. I think this is just honoring the work that I currently do.
I think you've actually said something real there.
Did you wear your fancy cologne? Johnny Duncan. The Funky Bunch.
No, I didn't bring. I forgot to spritz and run through it this morning.
You pull out a shirt like that and you don't even get your Johnny Duncan and the Funky Bunch.
No,
cologne.
Maybe I'll go by a store on the way.
People are saying it looks like a Microsoft screensaver, which is true because there is a depth to it.
That seems so.
Like
I
the
agree,
closer to the chest, the
bigger
it gets.
But the way that they're saying it sounds rude. Like I agree that yes, this looks like a screensaver, but it's supposed to look. It's supposed to draw you in the way a screensaver does. The way that you go, oh wow,
it's
lots
definitely
going on
drawn
here.
Us in.
Yeah,
there's a lot
you.
Going on.
Thank you.
Yeah. You gonna give a little peekaboo there? Oh my lord, it's worse
thing.
Than the bottom. I can't even believe this shirt exists.
Yeah, it was a good. It was a birthday gift from a dear, dear friend, and I appreciate it. And I'm gonna wear it proudly tonight, and I'm gonna accept my award.
Is your friend around here? Do they listen to the show?
Probably. I don't know if he's listening right now, but
I'd like to hear from him an explanation of your friendship. This is the way to find out. What's the last thing you gave him?
My business. Because
wait, you mean like you handed your business over to him?
No,
or you, that's not a gift.
I gave him my patronage.
That's not a gift.
And he gave you the shirt in return?
He bestowed his
what's
patronage.
What's the last birthday gift you gave your dear friend?
That's a good question. I think I got him a gun case.
Does he have a gun?
I'm not sure. But if he doesn't...
But I got a really good deal on it.
Now he's got a reason to go get the gun.
Is this like a gun rack joke?
No, it's not at all. It was a really cool case. It was like an old-fashioned, like, Western gun case that was, like, made of wood.
You have your hands wide. Like,
yeah.
I was thinking pistol. This
no.
Like,
it was
rifle.
Big.
A big one.
Shotgun.
Yeah, it was a big
yeah, okay.
one.
All right.
Yeah. So I assume he had a gun. I don't know. I don't see it because he keeps it in a case.
Probably takes a lot of space up at his place.
So he got me this. And I appreciate it. His name is Dr. Ty Parker, Fountain Family Dentistry.
You're going to charge him for that, aren't you?
We'll see. So anyway, yeah, I'll let you guys know how it goes tonight and like what the higher ups say about us.
If you've listened to the show for a while, you know that I was emceeing and hosting a Lincoln Day dinner for the Madison County Republicans, and unbeknownst to us, Ryan Wiggins had knocked over Cliff Huxtable and stolen one of his sweaters, and he showed up wearing that sweater. It's a legendary sweater. When you came home, you hadn't seen your wife. When you came home and you walked in the door at home wearing that sweater, it was the first time she saw you. After you had attended an event that I was professionally running, you walked in and your wife saw you, and her words?
Oh, no. And that's real. I walked in. I didn't say anything. I just said, hey, you know, we're home from the event. And she was doing something. You know, she's looking at her laptop. And she glances up, does the, like, oh, you're here. And then, like, double take. Oh, no.
This shirt is worse than the sweater.
This shirt's worse? How can that be?
I know. I can't believe it either.
I'm very proud of this shirt, and plus, I dressed up. This is me going up a level.
Are you wearing jeans?
Yeah, yes. I'm wearing jeans.
You're not dressed up.
I wore a little bit nicer shoes. See,
leg kicks. Get those from a dead guy.
So when you looked at your closet this morning, what's going through your mind? What's the decision making process?
There are people who will, like, claw at the door waiting to get in to get these kind of shirts. People,
they're homeless.
That seems... See, I understand what you're saying, but that seems rude. Because this is a really nice shirt. Again, this is like $150 shirt.
I do kind of feel bad for saying that, honestly. I'm not going to lie.
I will sometimes forgo my per diem just to pay for these kind of expensive shirts.
Have you ever in your life had a per diem?
Maybe once.
You have a per diem on this show, and it's a per diem of oatmeal cream pies.
Usually, and that's usually Fridays. But this is a decision that I made today.
Absolutely. That was a choice. And that doesn't just happen.
And I think what's going to happen is I'm going to go to this very nice dinner tonight with not just our boss, but our boss's boss. And they're
Who's
gonna,
that?
This is Steve. This is Becky.
Oh. I was thinking Becky and then above that.
Oh, no. And then we're going to sit down, and then there... I've already gotten a couple comments where people
has,
said...
Has Becky seen you? She's like, super into fashion. You're in trouble.
That's why I wore this, because Becky is into fashion. We've had salespeople walk by me, and you know what they said? They said, nice shirt.
Yeah, that's what they said.
And they seemed...
Did they say it like that?
Yeah, they did. And I said, thank you very much. And I went about my day feeling great. And then I come in here for Wiggins America, and you guys are just dumping all over this super expensive Dan Flash's shirt that people can't seem to wrap their mind around because it's so complicated. The pattern is so complicated. And I can tell you that this isn't the only one. If you were to go to a store that had these kinds of shirts, they just go up in price from there because the patterns get more and more complicated. Oh,
so this is the baseline.
Yeah, this is just the basic one.
Wow.
So what's going to happen tonight is I'm going to probably sit down. This is what I'm picturing. I don't know. But I'm going to sit down at the dinner. They're going to say, Ryan, you and the others here, we want to honor the terrific work that you've done here at Odyssey St. Louis. They're going to hand over some sort of golden calf or some sort of award with my name on it. I'm going to say thank you.
What is the award?
It's Odyssey's Q3 award. Brad won it last quarter.
That's really helpful.
Yeah.
That's really helpful.
There is no... dinner is the award.
You don't
get
a statue or anything?
No. It's like, hey, thanks for doing a great job.
What do you think you're doing tonight? That shirt, and then you're going to like some sort of pagan worship?
Oh, no. I was going to feel weird about the golden calf. That was kind of what I was going to say. But Brad says we don't win anything anyway. We just
win.
You
get a really nice dinner.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's really fantastic.
But they honor you. You stand up, you give a speech.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, you're supposed to do that like as soon as everybody sits down. It's understood that you go first and you start it. Someone has
Why
to start it.
Why do I go first? Reverse alphabetical
it's
order?
It's the shirt.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the shirt. It's the W in Wiggins.
So reverse alphabetical
first be
order.
Last, as long the last as like, be first.
Yeah, okay. As long as Don Zims isn't here.
You need to.
Well, actually, Rachel Zimmerman will be there, mm-hmm. So I'll probably let her go first.
Okay.
Since we're doing reverse alphabetical
order. I'll talk to her and see if she'd like to. let you lead off her. She's
okay.
She might need a little bit of a warm up.
How long of a speech are we talking about? 10, 15 minutes?
Read the room.
Okay. I'm good at that. I am very good at that. So
Scooter
thank you.
Wants to know, why isn't the rest of the AFS going to the event to honor Mr. Wiggins?
They didn't
He's
win.
New here.
they didn't win a major award.
No.
Brad did last week.
Ethan and I are not allowed.
No. So anyway, I just want to thank everybody.
Brad said to me before the show, he goes, "Don't worry, Annie, you'll win it sometime."
I agree with that, like, Brad.
Is that a promise or a threat?
Yeah. It's an honor just to be nominated.
It is, always.
And to the fact that you win, you know, and you go to get to eat steak and you get to cut it off of a skewer, I think. it's just an honor. Like, I don't know what.
Is this like a little tease for your speech tonight?
Oh, no. Oh. That's already written.
All right.
Got it. Okay.
Well, if you go to Annie Fry Show on X, I have tweeted out a photo of this pic of this shirt. And if you give us your feedback on my X account, maybe in the 2 o'clock hour, we'll actually do Wiggins America and read some of the thoughts.
We'll read the room.
On the shirts. That's my job. At least just this room.
You do a good job.
That's the craziest shirt I've ever seen. Tyrus. Oh, I'm going to ask Tyrus. I'm sending it to him right now. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.